Our story for all ages this morning is the story of the cracked pot. There was a water bearer in India who had two very large pots, each hung on the end of a pole which he carried across his neck, one on each end. One of the pots had a crack in it, while the other pot was perfect and always delivered a full portion of water at the end of the long walk from the stream to the master's house. The crack pot arrived only half full. For 2 full years, this went on daily, with the water bearer delivering only 1.5 pots full of water to his master's house. And of course, the perfect pot was proud of its accomplishments, perfect to the end for which it had been made. But the poor cracked pot was ashamed of its own imperfection, and miserable that it was able only to deliver half of what it was intended to do. And after 2 years of what the poor cracked pot perceived to be a bitter failure, it spoke to the water bearer one day by the stream, saying, "I'm ashamed of myself, and I want to apologize to you." And the water bearer asked, "Well, why? What are you ashamed of?" And the pot replied, "For these past 2 years, I've been able to deliver only half my load because of this crack in my side. It causes the water to leak out all over the road on the way back to your master's house. Because of my flaws, you don't get full value for your efforts." Well, the water bearer felt sorry for the old crack pot, and in his compassion, he said, "As we return to the master's house, I want you to notice the beautiful flowers along the path." And as they went up the hill, the old crack pot took notice of the sun warming the beautiful wildflowers on the side of the path. And this cheered him somewhat. But at the end of the trail, it still felt bad because it had leaked out half its load, and so again apologized to the water bearer for its failure. But the water bearer said to the pot, "Didn't you notice that there were flowers only on your side of the path, but not on the other pot's side? That's because I've always known about your crack, and I took advantage of it. I planted flower seeds on your side of the path, and every day while we walk back from the stream, you've been watering them. For 2 years, I've been able to pick these beautiful flowers to decorate my house with. Without you being just the way you are, I would not have this beauty to grace my house. You are a blessing. You are a blessing." Well, we have a lot of special things to do this morning. And one of those very special things is today we're going to be covenanting with one another to work together in the process of selecting a minister that will best serve the needs of the congregation, hopefully next spring into summer. And at this time, I would like to invite the members of your ministerial search committee to come forward. Nancy Baker, who's been elected chair of that committee. Karen Crossman, there they are up there on the slide. Amy Blanchard, Joe Bennett, Alan Shirey, Kathy Goldwater, and Mark Schwartzberg. Almost everybody's here. That's awesome. So, committee members, you were chosen by an exceptionally careful process. The council and the CDC wanted to make sure that they reached out to as many members of the congregation as possible to ask all of you who you would trust with the process of selecting a candidate to be your next called minister. The council made a list and started at the top, calling down the list of those folks who were whose names came up the most until they had the names of four people who had agreed to serve on the committee. They kept going with an idea in mind that they might need to balance the committee demographically and with some skills that needed, but all of the seven people who were chosen were named many, many times by all of you as people that you would trust with this incredibly important job. You were trusted because the congregation trusts you to represent the best interests of the congregation as a whole. They trust you to carry forward the best of this congregation's past while keeping your sights on what's best for the future. Congregation, I invite you now to affirm your trust in the Ministerial Search Committee. Do you pledge to participate fully in this process, cooperating with them and supporting them in their work? If so, please respond, we do. We do. The search committee began their journey together last weekend on a retreat with the UUA Transitions coach. Her name is Cindy Spring. She'll be consulting with the committee throughout the process. They spent some time sharing their hopes and dreams for the congregation, their styles of communication, and how they hope to work together as a committee. The first leg of this journey, their journey, is awareness of self and the other members of the committee. It will be essential for them to work well together, using their diversity in service to the congregation as a whole. Committee. In the months to come, you will be helping this congregation to understand itself better and what it wants and needs in its next ministerial leader. You will learn and grow together along the way. And you will have a fascinating experience. The experience of interacting with a number of ministers in search for a new congregation to serve, leading to the most important decision, choosing a candidate, or possibly deciding not to bring forward a candidate from among the ministers in search based on your understanding of the needs of the congregation. Do you commit yourself to this essential work with your colleagues on the committee and for your congregation? Please respond, we do. And I want you all to know that I have a very particular role in this process. I am bound by my contract and by the ethical standards that I uphold not to discuss any potential or actual candidate for the congregation's ministry with search committee members. I will stay out of the particulars. I will help with process, share my observations, serve as pastor, counselor, support their work, and generally assist with any questions about process. Working with Cindy Spring to do that. The success of this process depends on all of you, on your participation. Your search committee can only choose a candidate based on what they know about who you are and who you hope to become. But by the time they get to the point of talking about particular candidates, they're going to pretty much be on their own, which speaks to how important it is that you share your needs, your desires, your hopes, and your dreams with them about your next called minister. So, Nancy, in that light, I would like to give you this very portable chalice. It's actually a flower pot. But it's cool because you can take it apart and put it back together. You can take this with you wherever you go, whether it's in your meetings or on pre-candidating weekends. You can take this with you wherever you go and light it and know that you aren't alone, that you are serving the best interests of the congregation, and that we are all with you on this journey. And I also got you a whole supply, maybe a year's worth of candles. So you can take those with you, too, at the end of the service. Thank you very much for agreeing to serve. And I'm so excited and thrilled for all of you on this amazing journey that we're all on together.
I just wanted to give you a quick report on where we are in the process. As Carol said, we met with Cindy Spring and had our retreat. And in the course of that, not only did we learn that we have a lot of respect for one another, but our skill set variations couldn't be better. This is a committee that is really going to work well for you. And our major tasks are all underway. And I promise you, we will communicate with you often and regularly so you can learn how to help us and get the information we need so we can search for the best match for us in ministry. And so this summer, we're going to be gathering your input. You will be asked to fill out a survey, and you will be asked to go to some gatherings, cottage meetings, where we can talk with you in depth. You can share what you need to share with us. And it's all out on the table, and we have the best information going forward. We need to hear from you, and I mean that sincerely. This is your congregation, not ours. We'll also be reaching out for some photos and videos. Mark is going to need that to put together the packet for us. And we use these to show off to candidates, ourselves and our church and the greater community that we are a part of. So when we give you the link, share photos. We can always use photos. Thank you for trusting us with this task. We're all honored that you chose us, and we'll do our best for you. Please chat with any of us as we go along. If we can share information, we will. But of course, as the process deepens and we begin to look at individual candidates, we must be very confidential about the work. We will communicate regularly and not make this process any more a mystery than it needs to be. We're counting on you to help us because we're searching on your behalf. So we look forward to talking with you all this summer.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you all. Okay, so you've really met your ministerial search committee. This is also an opportunity, because to bless something is to put a bit of yourself into it, that we want to recognize all of the volunteers that put a little bit of something, that bless this congregation on a daily, weekly, monthly basis with their gifts of service. Each act of service is a blessing. This morning we recognize the many ways in which so many of you bless this congregation with your gifts. And so I'm going to quickly read through a very long list. I'm going to ask you to stand for each group. You'll notice some people standing up, and they're going to get quite a bit of exercise. But stand and then sit back down, and as you hear your name called again, you can stand up again. And there's some people who aren't here, and I know I don't know everything that everybody does, so I'm going to count on you to help me, if your name isn't called, to stand as part of a group. And if I forgot a group, let me know that as well. So we're going to start with the council. Trisha's not here. Too bad. She's here somewhere, I bet. She's downstairs getting ready for the annual meeting. Trisha Gelbert, Marty Kennedy, Steve Opry, Scott Blanchard, Jeff Hoy, Candy Shirey, Mark Schwartzberg, Elise DeMichael, Kathy Goldwater, and Tracy Dorsey, who had to resign earlier this year. Your council is serving you well, unpacking lots and lots of things in the best interest of moving forward, looking for your next settled minister. We have some trustees who watch out for the endowment. Alan Shirey, Lynn Coakley, Dick Danziger, and I think Trisha also serves on that committee Leslie. Okay, great. Oh, finance, yes. All right. Thanks. And we have a transition team that helped me get settled in and helped us to go through some significant process this fall. Linda Goodman, Ellen Groh, Susan Durham, Brian Higgs, Carl Olson, and Donna Ryan. And stewardship, thank you so much, Cammie and Steve, for leading us through a fun and very productive stewardship process this year. Finance Committee, Leslie Bennett, Bob Baker, Dick Danziger, Sandy Frades, Steve Opry, and Cammie Opry. And fundraising, this is one of those areas where I bet you all could stand up, but I have some specific names. Marty Kennedy and Betty Sweeney for the Holiday Fair, Sandy Springer, the Craft Group, other Holiday Fair volunteers, I know there are millions, Elise is one. Stand up if you worked on the Holiday Fair this year. Everybody, yeah, right. Awesome. Donna Eaton, who helped put together, led our auction. Sandy Frades and Cammie Opry, trivia night. And then you can just stay up because worship committee's next. Nancy Baker, Sandy Frades, Linda Goodman, Joe Pollack, Carolyn McCreary, Carl Olson, Sally Sennett, and Candy Shirey. The awesome worship committee. And the sanctuary tech team, Bob Baker, Nancy Baker, and Alan Shirey. And some fabulous media directors responsible for these slideshows every week. Sandy Frades, Nancy Baker, and Candy Shirey. And I'd like to invite Carolyn to stand up and recognize what a wonderful job she does in building our choir community. So if you're in the choir, please stand with Carolyn. Thank you for the music. There we go. If you've been a greeter this year, stand up. Yeah, that's a really fun and important job, welcoming folks. And if you've made coffee, John Biggle is like our stalwart coffee maker, but I know Kathy and probably some others have helped too with coffee hour. We have a communications team, Donna Eaton, Brian Higgs, Pat Nelson. And there's a bunch of people who help with community supper. Donna Eaton, Barbara Smith, and all of you who help with community supper. There's a whole crew of you. Great. We have a congregational development committee. David Wheeler, Graham Smith, Donna Ryan, Nan Stearns, Carl Olson. And we have a fabulous property chair, Barbara. And all the Friday guys, please stand. You are truly amazing. Thank you. Your expertise and your dedication to this building are truly amazing. We have a membership committee. Barbara Lavoli was chair of that committee for a good part of the year. David Wheeler, Cammie Opry, Richard Fallon, Susan Fallon, and Kathy Goldwater. We also have a pastoral care team, which is Carol Treen, Sandy Springer, Ann Rainey, Linda Higgs, Audrey Frazier, Susan Fallon, Irene Van Cannon, and Karen Walsh. Thank you. We have a bunch of people who help organize our programs for children and youth. The CYFF committee, chaired by Kathy Goldwater, Julia Del Zarabi, Amy Conley, Erna Johnson, Sue Olson, Kristen Rounds, and Cora Zingales. And then there are people who teach, who work with the kids every week. Kristen Rounds, Susan Dyke DeShane, Jeff Hoy, Julia Del Zarabi, Kathy Goldwater, Leslie Bennett, Krista Burrell, and Sue Olson. We have some fabulous youth advisors, Beth Soderberg, who isn't here today, but she also organizes our Fairy Beach weekend, Scott Bennett and Kristen Rounds. Small group facilitators, David Harris, David Wheeler, and Carl Olson. And we have some WIT volunteers, Women in Transition Program, Linda Pellerin, Donna Ryan, Susan Olson, Linda Higgs, and their advisor, Jean Newyar. And are there others here who also participate in the WIT program? We have an Anne Marie House liaison, Jean Lovely, And Megan Hoy is our liaison to the Nashua Soup Kitchen, and Sandy Frades is our liaison to SHARE. And Peggy Stokes is our partner church liaison. And I actually, thanks to Peggy, got a chance to talk to Tomas and Kinga and their daughter this week via Skype, which is always really fun. We talked about some fun ideas using social media for ways we might learn more about each other next year. And there are a couple of people. There's a card floating around here somewhere. Where the heck did it go? Oh, good. And Jamie, do you have the other bit that goes with that? All right, Peter Lippitt, please come forward. Thank you. We lost the envelope. Oh, no, we didn't. Jamie has it. That's good. But as a very small token, you can put that in there, of our appreciation, Peter, for all your years of dedication and service to this congregation as our bookkeeper, we wanted to thank you with something special. So the congregation sends their thanks, their gratitude, and best wishes in your new job. And hopefully a little something that you can use to play with as well. Thank you. Thank you, Peter. You wouldn't believe all the things that happen in finance behind the scenes. And Peter's been a big part of making that a success for a very long time. And Jamie has a very fluid job. Not only does she have a 5-page long job description, which incorporates being the office and faith formation administrator, but that job is in flux because she's also taking on Peter's bookkeeping responsibilities. And within the next year, we don't know exactly what your job is going to look like yet. And so I got you, I don't want you to take it now because it looks really pretty, but I did get you this beautiful sunflower plant because you are always a sunflower in the office. You are a wonderful presence, and your gifts are numerous, and you give of yourself. You're not just an employee. You give of yourself. You're part of this congregation. So thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay, well, that's all I had. What did I miss? Did I do okay? Did I do all right? All right. Well, I think you should all give yourselves a round of applause, because even if you don't have a formal job or service that you do, you are a blessing to one another. Your presence here is a blessing and a gift. Oh, personnel. Dan's here. Oh, my gosh. I just looked over there. I can't imagine how I could have forgotten that. Dan is our lone person on our personnel committee, and he has been so helpful this year and in the past with personnel. Thank you so much. And I think that Trish is going to put a plug for this in the annual meeting somewhere, but if people have personnel experience and are willing to help with personnel, Dan could really use some helpers. We could use one or two more people to help serve on the personnel committee really seriously. Really important at this time in the life of the congregation especially. And so I'd invite us all now to sing, "From You I Receive." And as we sing, look around at each other. "From You I Receive." You can stand up with Bethany. "From you I receive, to you I give. Together we share, and from this we live. From you I receive, to you I give. Together we share. seated, and thank you, everyone. One of the ways we bless the community is by sharing our offering with a community organization that exemplifies waking up every morning next to the person who saved your life. A bridging ceremony.
Far more useful than musical theater.
And so, this morning, can you hold that for me? My memory's not so great, so I need to be able to look at my words, but they are heartfelt, even if I can't remember them. Zoe, may your mind be on fire with wonder and wisdom. May your heart be aflame with love for this life. May your hands be ignited with purpose. And may your spirit be aglow with courage and compassion. Zoe, you are a light unto this world, and you carry our steadfast love with you wherever you may go. Now, your turn. Yeah, we're going to do this again. What, just one for each of you. Yaakov, may your mind be on fire with wonder and wisdom. May your heart be aflame with love for this life. May your hands be ignited with purpose. And may your spirit be aglow with courage and compassion. Yaakov, you are a light unto this world. And you carry our steadfast love with you wherever you may go. Now it's your turn, congregation. There's some words up on the screen. I'd like to invite you all to stand. And let's join in this congregational response, blessing both Zoe and Yaakov on their way. We bless you. We love you. May your life unfold with joy. Amen, and blessed be. And we have just a little something for each of you. It's a chalicey something to help you remember that you are a light unto the world and to each of us as you go on your way. Blessed be, and amen.